at 28.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Look, we've seen a number of national poll numbers that show this is going to be a very tight race. I spoke with senior administration officials yesterday who expect this to be a very tight race. This is not going to be a contest that President Obama is going to walk away with. Interesting, though, is we see some of these national polls that suggest it's a tight race. More importantly, look what's happening in the battleground states, because that, at the end of the day, is what matters. Interestingly, there's a Quinnipiac poll out this morning that shows in Florida, Mitt Romney up 47-41. That's a huge swing from just months ago, and Florida, as we know, is a very important state.
There's CBS political reporter Nora O'Donnell commenting on the latest poll, which shows Mitt Romney leading President Obama in Florida, expected once again to be an important swing state in the November election. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to this hour. We lead off with host Jen Bryan talking about these late polls and whether Mitt Romney has a chance.
There's a new poll out there. New poll. Romney in this. Now it says shock poll. I love this. In Florida. Romney is up 6 points in Florida. You guys heard about this? Mm-hmm. Romney is up in a number of places across the nation. Obama is embarrassed in Kentucky and Arkansas. There are polls all over the place where the president is not doing well. And what's the first thing? What do you think is the first thing the Washington Post suggests? Does anybody have a clue? If you think you know, what's the first reason why the president isn't polling well? Why do you think it is? President Obama lost 40% of the vote in the Democratic primaries in Arkansas, Kentucky, and West Virginia over the last 2 weeks alone. Why do you think? Mm-hmm. Why do you think? But the president is not polling well against Mitt Romney. And I find that to be shocking in one way, because what that says to me is people aren't buying it anymore. People, they're not buying it. They're not buying what the president is selling. He can't even sell what he's selling anymore. The man could have sold you a rotten piece of meat in 2007, 2008. No one wants the meat, not even the dogs. Not even the strays want the meat the president is selling. And here's the thing I notice about Mitt Romney. The more the media attacks and attacks and attacks, something curious is happening with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is beginning to look like a victim slash nice guy. You know, last week I said to you, I think Romney needs to go negative. I think Romney needs to go negative. Somebody needs to go negative. And what I mean by negative was not he needs to, you know, drudge up scandals. He needs to talk about the president's record. He absolutely needs to talk about, but he also needs to talk about the president's controversy involving some of the things that we still don't have answers for, whether it be, and I don't think there's a conclusive answer about the birth certificate. I just don't. About why the president says when he was trying to get fiscal aid from various universities, he was a Kenyan as opposed to, an American. Why we haven't seen some of his college records. Those things are important because every single other president has had to reveal certain types of information, but not this guy. Not this guy. But what's happening is that Mitt Romney, in my opinion, because of the attacks on not only Mitt Romney, but also his wife, who is ill, by the way, the woman is not healthy, people are turning away from the president. The president, even himself, and yesterday, you're right, Booker, Mr. Booker, and a lot of other Democrats have said, wait a minute, why are you attacking Mitt Romney when it comes to Bain? Right? What are you doing? Because that's capitalism. Capitalism is good. He did what he was supposed to do as a businessman. So why is it that Mitt Romney seems to be pulling ahead of the president in various places, to include now Florida?
Coming up, more from the campaign trail. Stand by for that here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck, like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Eat this, don't eat that. Cut carbs, cut fat. What's an eater to do? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Every day, consumers are bombarded by conflicting and contradictory information about nutrition. And by far the biggest source of confusion is fats. Monica Reinagle, author, licensed nutritionist, and professionally trained chef, wants to set the record straight about fats.
One of the biggest myths is that low-fat diets are better for weight loss and heart health. All too often, people in low-fat diets end up eating more sugar and refined carbohydrates, which are even worse for both your waistline and your heart. I recommend a diet with a moderate amount of fat and a healthy balance of monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, and saturated fats.
The only fats you need to completely avoid, says Reinagle, are trans fats. Fortunately, many food manufacturers are replacing shortening and other hydrogenated oils with a healthier blend of unsaturated and saturated vegetable oils, such as palm oil. For more, visit AmericanPalmOilCouncil.com.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Talk radio and talk television, the talk media in review, and we continue on with our focus on the presidential race. Host Joe Pagliarulo and Jim Forsythe talk about President Obama losing support among Democrats because of his attacks on Mitt Romney and Bain Capital.
President Obama has a lot of supporters, and a lot of supporters are in positions of power. At least three that I can count in the past week have come out against his attacks on Bain Capital. President Obama, if this is his tactic, Jim, to get reelected, he needs to fire Axelrod or somebody. I mean, you're going to go after Mitt Romney for being an unbelievably successful CEO of Bain Capital, which, as far as we can tell, he's right when he says it created a net of 100,000 jobs and it made money for their investors. How exactly is that a negative?
Well, this is an easy mark for the president. This is a low-hanging curveball in states like Ohio and Pennsylvania, which have really been hit hard by unemployment. When you have large amounts of unemployment, everybody wants to know who's to blame. This is a great way for him to try to deflect that blame and say, see that guy over there? He's to blame. It is a very emotional, visceral argument that you can make. I notice he's running some of these ads in northern Ohio, in Toledo and Cleveland. That, I'm sure, is a very, very effective ad to make in those places. It is a lie, but it is also a very, very effective ad. One thing I think is interesting is the odd marriage, which now seems to be crumbling, between organized labor and the anti-Wall Street, anti-Bain Capital, Occupy Wall Street kind of movement. Three of the top five largest hedge funds on Wall Street are union pension funds. Are these union members saying they don't want good returns for their pension funds? They don't want their members to be able to retire comfortably with right. the investments of the money that they've invested in these pension funds? This is not a well-thought-out strategy. It's a very visceral, kicky-in-the-gut, emotional right. strategy designed to deflect the blame for unemployment onto somebody like Mitt Romney, who the White House is going to continue to try to paint as stupid the move. Architect of unemployment.
I'll tell you why it's a stupid move. Again, unbelievably successful. The shareholders all made money. Net jobs gained of 100,000. Mitt Romney was not a failure at Bain Capital. He was a success. If Obama could say, oh, you really sucked at Bain Capital, everybody lost money and we lost jobs, now he's got a point. You've got Cory Booker, the guy from Newark, New Jersey. You've got Harold Ford, the former congressman from Tennessee. Both very left-wing liberals. Both saying that you can't attack private equity. Both saying that Bain Capital did nothing wrong. You got the former advisor, this auto czar, Stephen Ratner, saying Bain Capital's got nothing to apologize for. You've got major heavy-hitting Democrats saying, oh, this is what we're going after the guy on? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, go after him where he wasn't successful. The guy made $200 million at Bain Capital. He did pretty well. Dumb angle, I think.
Here's radio man Joe Galuski talking to an analyst named Bob Bowden about a high school teacher who was suspended after telling a student that he could be arrested for criticizing the president.
What are the circumstances behind this teacher being suspended? What did this person do?
Well, a couple of quick caveats. The first, any particular person doesn't tell the story of the system. So I'm sure, I want to make that point. You know, even the kinds of schools I support could have an occasional employee that does something kind of crazy. But, indeed, they have her on tape basically in an argument about President Obama where the student sounds completely reasonable, saying, he's just a man, he's been a poor president, and she's like, you better not... say this kind of thing. This is the president of the state. You must be respectful. And the fact is, the kid was being respectful. She was basically kind of making the point that, any criticism of the president is disrespect of the office. And she didn't do it in any way. If you listen to the tone of the teacher, she sounds really kind of crazy. So it doesn't come off very well for her. And although she's been suspended, apparently, from what I said, with pay. So it doesn't seem like that much of a punishment.
Now, she told the student he could be arrested if he criticized the president. That's not even true.
Right, and the student correctly responded by saying, no, if he threatened the president, that's illegal, and you could be arrested for that, but I'm not doing that. I'm not threatening the president with violence at all. I'm just saying I don't like him, and you're allowed to say that. You seemed completely right, and it was all captured on tape and released online.
Oh, that darn YouTube, right, Bob?
I'm actually dating myself. Captured on tape. I'm sure tonight.
It'll nail you every time. What's been the response from the school district?
Well, I mean, they're kind of closing ranks. They're saying it's okay. She's suspended, and we're going to, I'm sure, tell her, slap on the wrist not to do it again. So pretty much that. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be, I think by simply saying she's suspended, it's giving them some excuse to say we've done something. But the larger issue, really, is people should listen to the way the teacher conducts the class, the general atmospheric, tone of her style of talking to the children. To me, that's the kind of teacher that, without being a supervisor and without observing her in class for, a year or something like that, and just going on a one-off instance of a recorded moment in one class, doesn't sound like someone I would hire to be in front of kids in the least, and everyone can make their own assessment.
Yeah, but then again, she may be tenured, been around for a long time, and she may have evolved in her classroom decorum. Losing her job, Bob, that might go a little bit too far.
Well, you and I should be the ones, to say that per se, just because I do have some sympathy that a person in, one could have a really bad day and a really bad moment that happens to get captured on it. You and I, dare I say, could have a bad moment in our lives at some point that if captured on an iPhone and put on the internet would make someone think, oh, why hire that guy? And so I want to be careful about just calling for a resignation on this alone, but I would be pretty skeptical, put it that way, about hiring this person in the future myself.
Up next on the countdown, after a few words, we'll revisit the Secret Service sex scandal. I bet you are eager to hear more about that right here on the Talk Radio Review.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the Cintas truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called Cintas for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was Cintas the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Our focus in these hours, talk radio, talk television, the talk media in general, and that certainly includes still the Secret Service sex scandal. From Fox, Jenna Lee talked to Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut about this week's hearings on the national security issue tied to the scandal.
It's been reported, and you know more than the average Joe out there, it's been reported that national security as well as the security of our officials were not compromised in what happened in Colombia. So what do you hope to achieve through this hearing? What more do you need to learn, and where does this go from here?
Right. Well, Director Sullivan testified today, and I have no reason or anything I know to disagree with him, that our national security was not compromised by the misconduct of the agents in Cartagena. But it could have been. I mean, why? What are we worried about? We're worried about a pattern of behavior where somebody who would want to compromise the security of the President of the United States would, knowing that Secret Service agents are in town and have a predilection to partying, would try to engage them and learn information about the president's path or schedule that could lead to danger to the president. So the fact that it didn't happen in Cartagena, Colombia, doesn't lessen our concern about it. What's going to happen now is that we're going to continue our investigation. We're going to continue to oversee what the Secret Service is doing, both to investigate Colombia, but also to put in place new rules and procedures to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And really significant today, the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security, who also testified, announced that he would now be conducting, in response to our request, his own independent investigation of the scandal in Cartagena, so that we now will have an inside investigation and an outside independent investigation. Honestly, that's the best thing you can do for the future of the Secret Service.
We only have about a minute here, but as far as those recommendations and new rules, it would seem that it would be pretty obvious that this behavior is unacceptable and against the rules. So as far as recommendations, will there be a Secret Service to monitor the Secret Service? How do you make what do those changes and those new rules actually look like?
Yeah, well, I think they've already taken action to make sure that supervisors go on a lot of these foreign trips. But also they've got to drill into everybody in the Secret Service agency that they, when they take a risk and do something stupid or inappropriate or immoral, they're really putting in danger the safety and security of the President of the United States, and they're compromising the reputation of what really is a great government organization. So our aim is to restore public confidence and everybody's confidence, including people in government, in the Secret Service, and I think together we can do it.
Here's Taco's Charlie Parker with correspondent Jared Halpin. They talk about the agents that are trying to get their jobs back because they say the Secret Service always has tolerated this kind of thing before.
Four
Secret Service employees apparently are ready to fight their dismissals, arguing they were made scapegoats for their behavior. Not necessarily because of this particular incident. They are citing because it is behavior that was tolerated by the Secret Service for years. Jared, what's going on?
Well, this is going to be the top question, I think, when Mark Sullivan, the director of the Secret Service, testifies at a Senate panel today, is how widespread is this behavior? We know that Sullivan will tell the Senate that national security was never put at risk in this incident, but certainly after the remarks from these four agents that are trying to get their jobs back, the question now appears, but does this go on all the time?
Well, and it's interesting as well, you mentioned Mark Sullivan, the Secret Service director. There's also a couple of other investigations going on, one by the Department of Homeland Security Office.
Out of this investigation with the Secret Service agents, it seems like some of the agents have indicated that on prior trips to Colombia, some agents with the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, may also have hired prostitutes in Colombia. So that's being looked at. Certainly the members of the military have also been investigated as well. We should mention that in Colombia they have these tolerance zones where prostitution's legal, so these guys probably didn't break any local laws, but certainly it speaks to the policy here in the United States.
Up next, we'll shift the focus to the latest on the John Edwards trial. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Today, many companies are discovering that increased diversity in the workplace contributes to product innovation, global competence, and other successful corporate outcomes. Some technology-based companies, particularly those with extensive product lines and global reach, are actively recruiting women and other underrepresented groups for engineering positions. An increasing number of companies are making a case for diversity in the workplace. At companies like DuPont, 3M, and Siemens, diversity is an organizational imperative, a core business strategy that's implemented to generate new ideas, grow business units, and drive innovation. The American Society of Mechanical Engineers is an essential partner and resource for advancing diversity and inclusion in the engineering workforce. Among other activities, the Society sponsors the Diversity Action Grants Program, which directs funds to student sections to assist minority-owned businesses to solve design problems. The student sections also use Diversity Action Grants to sponsor programs in K-12 STEM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics education. For more information, visit www.asme.org.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen back again. We turn your attention to the John Edwards trial and discussion on programs like this one hosted by Esme Murphy, where he talks to attorney Joe Tamburino about why he doesn't think, that is Tamburino, the jury will convict Edwards.
Your thoughts on the John Edwards case, which is in the hands of the jury right now.
Right. I think a lot of people are not going to like what I have to say, and so I have to preface it with John Edwards is a bad man. What he did were despicable acts. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think he's going to be convicted of this. I really don't. And the reason being is because it matters what the judge gives the jury as jury instructions. And the instructions that the judge gave this jury is that this jury has to find that not only did John Edwards know the monies were campaign contributions, but also knew he was violating the actual law of campaign finance law. And that's almost impossible to prove. On top of that, he had a prior relationship with his donors, Bunny Mellon and Fred Barron, where they gave him money before. And he's going to be able to use, well, he already has used, the scallywag defense, which is, look, I'm a bad man.
That's exactly what his defense attorney said. It's despicable. His wife's dying of cancer, and he's having a secret affair that he's covering up, and he doesn't want anybody to know that he had an illegitimate kid. That's exactly what his defense attorney basically said. He's a bum, but he's not guilty of this.
That's right. The scallywag defense is good sometimes, where you say, look, you would never want to go have lunch with me, but this is different. I use this money outside of the purview of people who knew about my campaign and were working on the pain campaign to keep it away from my wife who was dying of cancer. So it's like, look, I'm a bad man, but I'm not that bad. I still didn't want her to know that I impregnated somebody else. It's all bad. There's no doubt about it. But I just don't think they're going to be able to prove that.
All right. Well, I did go to the jury on Friday, and I guess the jury is off this weekend, which is a little surprising to me.
Right. It is surprising. I thought that they would be held through the weekend, but I guess not. I guess the judges decided to just send them home and let them start again on Monday.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be one of the most high-profile cases in recent memory, and certainly in that state, it's got to be just off the charts.
Oh, and, yeah, certainly it has, yeah.
So that is a bit of a surprise, I think.
It is, and the whole thing is just loaded with just salacious detail. I mean, even the fact of his main benefactor, Bunny Mellon, the rich heiress to the Mellon Bank, who, I mean, she's 101 years old, and she's giving money to this man. I mean, it's just loaded with different salacious details.
Here's host Bill Handel talking about what it means that the jury is taking so long to reach a verdict. Handel is a lawyer.
Is it good for Edwards that the jury is in day four? Well, yes, unless it's no. Well, maybe. The point is, no one knows what a jury's going to do. And when the jury does come out and render its verdict, no one knows what was important to the jury and what wasn't. What the attorneys think, okay, this is a critical part of the case, the jury completely ignores in many cases. And what the jury comes back with when they poll the jury or they talk to the jurors afterwards is some minuscule throwaway portion of the case that is what they concentrated on. One line, one statement, one piece of evidence that both the DA and the federal prosecutor and the defense didn't think was very, very important at all. So here we go. The jury is day four, pouring through about a month's worth of witness testimony and evidence. It was a fairly long trial. There was a lot of minutia in the trial, and the jury clearly is spending its time going through what the case is about. Or, here's another one, here's another maybe. Maybe they've gone through it all, and they're just screaming at each other at this point. Now, the panel of eight men and four women have six felony charges to consider, each of which carries a maximum penalty of 5 years and a $250,000 fine. So we're hearing from the press he's looking at up to 30 years in jail. No, he is not. Sentences do not run consecutively. Once in a blue moon it'll happen, but certainly not in political cases. Certainly not with charges like this. If he does get nailed, he will be hit with one five-year sentence, or up to 5 years, and that probably will be reduced to maybe a year in federal prison. Maybe not. Maybe house arrest, the ankle business, maybe just probation, unless statutorily he has to go do some kind of jail time, which I doubt is the case because I don't know the statute. Now, he's accused of soliciting money from wealthy donors to conceal the mistress, Riel, of course, and the love child during his 2008 bid for the White House. This is what makes it such a wonderful case, is a guy who could have been president, who had a legitimate shot at getting the nomination. And he's caught up with shipping the mistress and having this love child while his wife is dying of breast cancer. I mean, this makes for a big tabloid story.
The Market and Facebook next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach's a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
There he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The weekend
weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Memorial Day weekend at Ace, get a Craftsman cordless trimmer blower combo. Was $119.99, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or pick up Miracle-Gro 2-cubic foot potting mix, $9.99 each with a $4 mail-in rebate available. So get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace stores May 25th through 28th may not be combined with other offers. Limit 2 rebates total for Miracle-Gro purchases. Additional conditions apply. See store for details.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you don't think Sears' big Memorial Day event is the best place to go for home appliances, then you probably don't think baby talk sounds silly.
Aw, you don't need to cry. You're daddy's precious little man. Yes, you are. Did somebody make a little boo-boo in his die-die?
Sounds like somebody needs to think again. Right now, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and floor care, and up to 15% off all other appliance brands. Sears, think again. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Branded savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 520 to 529.
The hot hits in talk radio and Facebook's stock problem, some people say it is, this is news media baloney. Here's host John Zach with financial analyst Glenn Wiggle. They talk about charges that Morgan Stanley may have given insiders information that affected the value of Facebook with the IPO.
The stock is losing, and now Morgan Stanley, one of the underwriters, stands suspected of possibly giving some insiders information that the company's value was blown out of proportion. Glenn, is this going to be a tough thing to prove?
I'm not sure. I mean, usually there's some pretty good tracking as far as emails or other correspondence, and, you know, broker-dealers are required to keep all correspondence, not only external but internal as well. So it shouldn't be too difficult to uncover if the regulators go in and take a look at it. But this whole thing's been messy from the get-go. I mean, from the NASDAQ computer system screwing up the order fills to now we're hearing Morgan Stanley, the lead underwriter for the issue, their analyst came out and lowered expectations for revenue and then, of course, alerted some of their institutional investors is what is alleged, without alerting the general public in its entirety. So, you know, the fact that the analyst was making updates while we're within the week of the IPO is questionable to begin with. But, of course, then releasing that data selectively to certain clients is totally inappropriate and probably illegal.
In the big picture, though, I mean, we had you on last week. We listened to your show. You said that this might not be the best buy at $38 or whatever it was. Maybe better buy at $28. Is this really kind of breaking news that these folks wouldn't, may not have, that they may have decided to buy this stock on this one study when it seemed like a lot of people were out there saying it's not a good buy?
Yeah, well, that's true. A lot of people were, and you're absolutely right. I mean, to us, the valuation is astronomical. You're talking about 100 to, you know, time PE, 100 times earnings, which is ridiculous. You look at comparable companies like Apple or Google that are trading even in the teens or the low 20s on a price-to-earnings ratio that have a proven track record. So it was way inflated, in our opinion. You know, at this point, you know, we'd like to see the stock settle before we'd even take a chance at buying it. But more likely, we'll wait, you know, months and months and months to see, you know, at least past the first quarter as how their earnings begin to unfold, because, you know, they've got, yes, 800 to 900 million users or whatever, but they're all free users. And so tapping that advertising revenue is tough. And as we've said on the show and in some interviews, you know, when you look at companies that have solely relied on advertising, like a Yahoo, they've struggled, especially when the economy gets weak.
Hey, Glenn, you know, we know the stock market's been in the tank, down for most of the last couple of weeks. Was the Facebook IPO insulated in any way from the market, which lost a ton of money in the past couple of weeks?
No, not really. I mean, the hope was, I think, that the Facebook IPO was going to give a little bit of a lift, you know, try to bring that retail investor back into the stock market to begin to invest again and have some level of trust. But, you know, no IPO is insulated from prevailing market conditions. There have been times in the past where an IPO was supposed to go public and their stock was supposed to go public, and the markets have gone down or really have dropped, you know, substantially, and they pulled the IPO because of market conditions. I don't think the markets were, you know, down too bad in this case where that was, you know, was warranted. But I think, you know, it's very disappointing that a lot of retail investors that did buy the stock, you know, didn't get their stock executed, you know, didn't get an immediate fill. We had one of our brokers in our office was buying it for a client, and it took him 6 hours to get a market order filled. You know, that kind of stuff is really, instead of bringing that retail investor back into the stock market, it drives them further away, and I think that's a real shame with this whole IPO.
Here's host Robert Rees talking about the sinking price of Facebook stock and regulators moving to see if everything is on the up and up there.
Facebook was initially set to be to have $109 billion estimate. It was going to IPO at $38, 38-something. And a lot of people expected, as what happens with many IPOs, let's say IPO at a certain number, it comes out of the market at $38, and then it almost immediately shoots up considerably within hours, within minutes sometimes. I used to invest a lot in IPOs, and it was just a gamble. It was just literally a gamble because the speculators, you don't know what they're going to do with it, and you don't know which of the big boys are going to come grab it up. And sometimes, I remember one, I think it was Martha Stewart, when it IPO'd, and it like doubled within like a couple of hours. It was something ridiculous like that. And so a lot of people suspected that's what would happen with Facebook as well. You know what? Day one, not much really happened. It went up like 20 cents or something like that. Day two, dropped 11%. Day three, dropped 17%. Now they're starting to get a little upset. So the sucker IPOs at 38 something dollars. They thought it might go up to $45 a share. Now it's down to 31. So, as the Huffington Post story puts it, regulators are circling. In fact, when you click on the Drudge Report link, it also says the same thing. Regulators are to review Morgan Stanley's Facebook allegations. The regulatory authority chairman for the financial industry said on Tuesday that regulators plan to review allegations that Morgan Stanley shared negative news before Facebook's initial public offering with institutional investors. The allegations, if true, are a matter of a regulatory concern, said what's his name? Ketchum? That's what he told Reuters. He said that basically the lead underwriter on the Facebook deal, Morgan Stanley, unexpectedly delivered some negative news to major clients in the run-up of Facebook's IPO. And they said the bank's consumer internet analyst, Scott DeWitt, was reducing his revenue forecasts for the company. But yet, they didn't let the public know on this.
Another radio host named Preston Scott talked about Facebook with an eye toward Mark Zuckerberg selling his own shares as the site's value seems to continue to go down.
This is on Drudge right now. Picture Mark Zuckerberg says Zucked underneath him. Zuckerberg himself is selling his shares. 30 million shares sold by Zuckerberg himself. He's getting out. He's selling a bunch of his own shares. The director of Facebook selling his shares. Right now, about $40 billion is just gone. The value is continuing to drop. And I'm looking at one story here, a Reuters story. In 3 days of trading, Facebook stock has dropped 18%. For thousands of investors that bought at the IPO, that's bad enough, but one analysis of its earning prospects suggests it could get to $10 a share. Think about that for the people that bought. And who bought? Big timers. Big time people. Not all. In fact, Morgan Stanley now under investigation because there are reports that Morgan Stanley put out inside information about the earning prospects of Facebook to some of its big-time institutional investors. And so, I mean, you've already got investors suing. I told you I told you. Why? Common sense. Common sense. The IPO was way too high. Way too high. And before the IPO even happened, GM had said, we're not advertising with them anymore. We're out. You know, you pay attention to market indicators and you apply common sense to things. It's remarkable.
Up next, a company in England trying to auction off a vial of President Reagan blood. That's next. What a weird story on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yeah, there's a poll at DougSteffen.com about this very thing. I want to check it out. We're into what Talk Radio and Talk TV are focused on. And that happens to include an auction house selling a vial of President Reagan's blood. Here's host John McGinnis talking about this bizarre story as if there are people who would want to buy this blood.
This is out of London, England. It's an Associated Press story by Gregory Katz. This deals with a Channel Islands auction house that says that it's selling a vial that allegedly contains blood residue from the late President Ronald Reagan. Of course, that's a move that's denounced by the late U.S. President's Foundation for obvious reasons. It's just very bizarre to me. And as it goes on, additional information, it gets even more bizarre. Now, I think, I'm a big fan, was a big fan of the late president. Thought he was a phenomenal leader and had just an incredible manner of communicating in a very calm way. He instilled patriotism in the masses, and I think just did an extraordinary job as a leader, as president of the United States. So if it's born out of a fondness or appreciation of him, I'm still stumped. I just don't get it. Why would you want that? If there's a scientific purpose for it, I can kind of understand that. If perhaps there was a time when there could be analysis done to that blood to see what kind of scientific factors, maybe what was in his DNA, what made him who he was. Obviously, there's a potential that could happen down the road. Greater use could be made of it from a scientific perspective, but that does not appear to be the draw. The vial being auctioned off, auctioned online, was used by the laboratory test. The laboratory that tested the late president's blood when he was hospitalized after a 1981 assassination attempt in Washington. That's according to the PFC auction house.
John Hubisch, executive director of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation in California, condemned the auction and vowed to try to halt it. You might be surprised to know this. Bidding for the vial had passed 7,000 pounds. That's about $11,000 U.S. That's so far today. As of midday today, it was at $11,000 U.S. And the auction ends. It closes Thursday. So where it might go from here, I don't know. But why in the world would somebody want that? I'm perplexed by it. The foundation, of course, is understandably upset by it. Yeah, they go on to say that if indeed this story is true, it's a craven act, and we'll use every legal means possible to stop its sale or purchase, according to Hubisch. Again, that's the spokesman for the foundation. We've spoken to George Washington Hospital and are assured an investigation as to how something like this could happen is underway. Any individual, including a president of the United States, should feel confident that once they enter into the care of a medical system, their privacy and rights are held inviolable. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think that's we all have that expectation. Certainly, if you find yourself being wheeled in on a gurney to the ER in your community, you don't think that you should have to worry about what somebody may want to do to harvest your blood or tissue or who knows what that may be just sold as a kind of a, I don't know, there's a kind of a weird, morbid, bizarre sort of fascination with this.
Here's Taco's John Williams thinking out loud about what he thinks should be done with this vial of Reagan's blood.
If the way this anonymous seller says he got the Ronald Reagan vial of blood is true, let's assume that it is, then if you got the blood that way, what would you do? Assuming that, I mean, boy, it was like, when do you sell a Pete Rose ball? We loved him, we hated him, Pete Rose was hot, he was not. You want to time the market. I think the market's really good right now for Reaganabilia. Because, just for all the obvious reasons, the economy, people want to throw back to him, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we want some more Reagan. Oh, yeah, I got Reagan DNA. I got Reagan blood. And it wasn't from the moment in which he was, it wasn't from the scene of the crime. So, but they do have a vial of plasma or dried blood in a vial, right? I think they might even be a little tissue or some heart surface stuff in there, but whatever. But if you had that, and the market's pretty good right now, would you A, destroy it, B, give it to the Reagan Library or the Smithsonian, or would you sell it too? You're sitting on minimum $10,000. Think about that. You got a used car for this little vial. A good used car, depending on what kind of car you get. You're going to just give it away? I mean, think about that. If what this person did, here's what he says. The anonymous seller provided online auctioneers with a letter of provenance claiming that his mother, then a technician at the Bioscience Laboratories near Columbia, Maryland, was given permission by a supervisor to take the vial home at the end of the week that Reagan was shot. When his parents died, the seller writes the vial was passed on to him. My dad's going to give me his diamond ring. I think my dad has a ring that I may get or my brother will get. But I'm, son, your mother and I love you. And to express our love, we decided to pass on to you. And I'm like, yes, the ring. We've got a little vial here of Ronald Reagan's blood. What?
Find out more about that and all the other items that we've talked about this hour on the homepage at Doug Stephan, STEPHAN.com.